You're my friends. Welcome back. I'm Tom Fury. This is Zero News. Hey, hi, Helen. Good to see you. How you doing? From down under. Always there, Helen. It's like you never sleep. So just quickly before I start on it, I only want to be in and out because I've got some other work I need to be doing, and so I just want to be in and out on this. But before I go into Andrew Tate, just quickly, I worked on. I hope you've seen the. If you haven't seen it, go and watch Tommy's promo for Barrow, because there's been a lot of reports come out recently about how Tommy was a far right agitator, how he made the case worse, how he did this, how he did that. And from my perspective, looking at it, what they've actually done is use Tommy's name in this one to once again trample on his name, but two, they know by attaching his name to it, they're going to get a lot more clicks on these articles. And especially with, there's a lot of these articles where they do mention him as a far right agitator, and that's it. So it's, they just fit that in there, and it's blatant, obvious attempt at clickbaiting as well as anything else. So I was lucky enough to be asked to create or help create that promo. Which is a promo for Barrow. So again, if you haven't seen it, please go watch it. It's on Tommy Robinson's wall. I think it's on Rumble. It's also on my channel on YouTube, but I prefer it if you went and watched it on Tommy's. But share that around, and when the full report comes out, please share that around, because we can compete with the mainstream media. That's why we're doing Voice of Britain. And I think the Voice of Britain will have that ability. But until we sort of get there, it's up to us. Word of mouth, sharing. The more you share, the more it goes on recommend lists. Suddenly everybody is seeing it. And so our mainstream at the moment is word of mouth and using algorithms against themselves, so that the truth of the fact that Tommy called things for what they were 3 years ago now, can get out there. So yeah, please share that. Please find it and share that wherever you can. And full report will be coming soon. And I say this as me, not as any official spokesman for Tommy. But anyway, with that said, Andrew Tate. So I don't want to retread old ground. So if you want to know where I was up to, Andrew Tate, really need to watch some of my old videos over here on YouTube. I've already said. Just a basic covering that is he capable of those crimes? Possibly. There's something about him. He seems very, what's the word? Selfish, and but there was something about him, and I didn't really like it, and I knew I was going against the narrative because everybody's supposed to believe that he's being cancelled. But my opinion was, well, if he's cancelled, why can I not get away from him? He's on every show. From Piers Morgan to being with Logan Paul, Jake Paul, you name all the biggest money, sorry, the biggest number draws, Drew Geordie, all the biggest number draws at the moment, he's either in conflict with them or he's on there. So I've seen a big push for him. That I've already covered, so I don't want to go into. I'm already covered, that I'm not his greatest fan. And is he capable of those crimes? Maybe there's something about him, but it doesn't, just because there's something about him, it doesn't make him necessarily guilty. But there's something about him, yeah. So now I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate while still kind of calling him out on his bullshit, but in a much friendlier way. Because, okay, I've mentioned professional wrestling to you guys in the past, and it's something I need you to understand. I don't like professional wrestling, okay? So don't hear that and then want to turn off because you think that I love it, and I don't. I actually have hated it for about 20 years. I used to really like it when I was younger. I used to appreciate the stunts. I used to appreciate the way that they, it was over the top, like Jerry Springer. And it was just funny to me. I found it like comedy. But what I learned from it, and what the UFC learned from it, was there is a formula to not just basic selling, but there's a formula to working a room, to the people in a room around you, to if you know, if like the best way to get the most people following you, believe it or not, is not to be just liked. If you're liked, then you'll be followed by a bunch of people that like you. But if you can polarize people, you'll be followed by probably double the amount of people, because just as many people there are supporting you, there's also just as many people there wanting to see you fall and wanting to hate on every video that you do. So if you can come in as a heel to some, bad guy, and a baby face to others, good guy, then you have got the biggest audience of all. And so in the wrestling industry, and this is why I refer to this, because again, the UFC have got what they got from the wrestling industry. The boxing at the moment, people like Eddie Hearn are using what the UFC learned from the wrestling industry. This is why I only reason why I mentioned the wrestling industry, because it's where it's the genesis of where this came from. If you want an understanding of what I mean to that, Muhammad Ali was not naturally a clown that went and did those things. People didn't understand when he wasn't boxing why he wasn't joking about all the time. And he told people when they asked him in interviews, but they just didn't listen because he was well ahead of his time. He'd seen a wrestler on TV called Gorgeous George, and he realized that just by talking, this Gorgeous George was so good and so believable that he could fill arenas. And Muhammad Ali realized that if he wanted to get highest pay-per-view numbers, to fill arenas, to do this stuff, if he borrowed from this guy, Gorgeous George, from the wrestling world, if he made himself an over-the-top, larger-than-life guy that you're either going to love or hate, you're going to sell out. And he knew this, and he knew this early, which is why he would pick on people like Joe Frazier and stuff, who took it personally because they just didn't understand the game. These days, in boxing and in UFC, we understand the game a lot more now. We understand that some people, like your Conor McGregor's, they act up, they play up, they polarize people, and they do it to make money at the gate. They are doing it to sell fights. We understand that now. But I still think a lot of people don't understand what a worker and a mark is. A worker is someone who is working the narrative, who is working the program, who is working you, who is making you like them or making you hate them. But it's deliberate that you like them or hate them. It's very deliberate. They are working you. They are making you have these responses. They are counting on doing and saying certain things and getting a certain response one way or the other. As long as it's not indifferent, as long as it's not in the middle, they've achieved their goal. So if they're trying to piss a certain section of people off to get that base in, then every single boo and every single bit of hate is secretly a brilliant. That's another click, that's another view. And again, and all the people that support him, that's the same thing. It's just a hee, great. We've pulled both lots in. We've got them both in. Jake Paul is another great example of someone that people watch just because they want to see him smashed in his face. Other people watch because they're beginning to respect him. Either way, he's another polarizing character and has a larger audience for it. They're just YouTubers. Andrew Tate is just a social media guy, really. Social media guy who did kickboxing. But when you look him up, kickboxing is not what he's first known for. It's being a media person who got kicked off of Big Brother. So in watching him, I found that what he does is quite, it's obvious in some ways, and that's why I think when you watch him, you feel that some of us feel that disingenuous nature, because it is disingenuous. He's working character. He's a character. Every time I've seen him, he is a character. I have not seen Andrew Tate. I've seen what Andrew Tate has created, or someone else has made Andrew Tate and created. I don't know which. And I've seen what he wants me to see. But I don't believe I've met Andrew Tate, or met, you know what I mean? I don't believe I have watched Andrew Tate yet. What I believe is that every single video I've seen so far, he's working. He's working you. He's working the people around him. He's constantly working. He's constantly in character, and that character does a special blend of being outrageous, being ridiculous, being offensive, whilst at the same time taking, say, quotes and things from Jordan Peterson, real truths, and some salient points, and adding them to it as well, which is what creates the balance of. So he's kind of picked a political side. So it then creates that balance of like and hate almost perfectly. But also as well, it makes him then credible as well, because he is saying some sensible stuff in between, some stuff that is shock drop material. Again, if you're shocked by some of what he says, how he's getting away with it, he's shocking you deliberately. It's shock drop material. And so the first boot of me before I knew anything about Andrew Tate was just, this guy is insidiously evil and bad. Now I'm at the point of saying, well, he's either insidiously evil and bad and a worker, which is very dangerous, or he's just a worker. And what he's doing is he's trolling you, or he's working you, or he's playing character to entertain you, depending on how you react to him. And his goal is to be as famous as possible and to make as much money as possible. Or he's been created by a state to achieve a certain thing, because there's no way anybody can tell me this guy is cancelled. He's not cancelled. He's been everywhere. He's in more places than everybody I've spoke to about Andrew Tate recently. Not everybody. Most people I've spoke to recently about him have said, oh, he's I've only just found out about him. It's like, yeah, because there's a big campaign to make it look like he's being cancelled, but really, he's being pumped and pumped and given a push, which is something, again, comes from wrestling, comes from UFC, comes from just the promotional industry. He's being given a big push at the moment by anybody that can pull numbers. So you think about it. I don't know if you're aware of this with Jake Paul, because he's an annoying little shit. But for those of you that don't know, he is pulling huge numbers, enough where he's made himself millions, and he can afford to host sporting events. They're a bit of a joke, but nevertheless, he's doing it, and he's doing it on pay-per-view. This is the power that these people have, these huge social media stars. And to me, Andrew Tate, and I'm very confident on this, and this is why I make this video. I can't prove it, but I'm very confident on this. The reason I might soften on Andrew Tate a little bit, especially de on depending on whether he's committed these crimes, not obviously, but I'm softening a little bit because I think that he's a worker, and I think I've told you what a mark is. Often wrestlers used to refer to fans as marks, but it was meant. These days it's modernized a bit, but it was meant as a slightly derogatory term, because it was people that they'd managed to fuck over basically for money. It's people they'd managed to fool, they'd managed to manipulate their emotions in order to make them believe. Yeah. So obviously these days nobody's believing wrestling, but they still use certain techniques to make you at least suspend your disbelief and to make things seem serious. Obviously, the wrestling industry is dying now because everybody knows all of its tricks. But the everything that it learned is being, as again, been passed on to sports, and people like Andrew Tate and other people are picking up on it. Chael Sonnen was the first person in the UFC to do it, not Conor McGregor. It was Chael Sonnen. If you look up that guy, he was the first person that started to take pro wrestling to the UFC. And then Conor McGregor took it to the ultimate level, although he can't really do that these days. He's kind of lost his shit, but that's another whole story. So you've got these kinds of people mixing together massive numbers this guy's doing. So I won't buy that he's being cancelled. I will say to you about Romania, if my understanding is right, then he doesn't need to have committed a crime for them to detain him for 30 days. The law is not the same as it is in Europe, and it's not the same as it is in in America. You don't have any rights for that 30 days. They don't have to have anything on you. They can keep you for 30 days. So it's not a the fact that he's in there for so long, it's not an admission of guilt. It's not an indication they've got loads on him. It doesn't mean anything. It could be either way. It doesn't reveal anything. They can just do that 30-day thing, and they're not answerable for it. It's just within their law. So it doesn't prove him. It doesn't prove they've got loads on him, and it doesn't prove they've got nothing on him. They may choose to hold him for that entire time anyway, just because, or to make him not want to be in that country anymore, or whatever their agenda is, because everybody's got a fucking agenda, right? Right. And that's really all I wanted to say. He's a worker. So I'm sort of, in a way, I suppose I'm warning you not to mark out for his gimmick. If you like him, and not to be triggered by his gimmick if you hate him, because it's a gimmick. He's a gimmicky character playing a game, and I think if he's not created by the state, then it's just a selfish game where he gets to be as famous as possible, make as much money as possible by trolling people as much as possible and working people as much as possible. And let's face it, he's in everywhere. It's working. So as an experiment in promotion, Andrew Tate is an absolute and utter fucking success. Excuse my language. He's utter success. There could be no one that can deny that. In terms of what's, you know, these crimes and stuff, honestly, I've got no comment at the moment because I have no idea. I see someone on someone's joined the Getter chat. Hi there, Wikaz. Good to see you. Pick up, guys. You've got to start coming over to Getter. I don't want to keep doing as many of these lives on YouTube because I can't say what I want to. I'm doing this to get around YouTube at the same time at the moment, but we really need to move the chat over to Getter because we've got one person in the chat at the moment. Do you know what I mean? So we need to get people over on the chat and Getter because you're not going to get anything banned. You're not going to get anything taken off. Yeah, and it's just a free space to talk, and it's a good place to you know. So to anybody that's willing, please come over. You can find me at Tom Fury. And that's it. He's a worker. So don't be a mark. Don't fall for it. Unless you want to, unless you're entertained by it. Because if you find it entertaining, then fine, be entertained by it. But yeah, so I've sort of softened my stance a bit. I'm not saying he's innocent, by the way. That's another whole story. Like I said, there's something about the guy, and I can't put my finger on it. So that doesn't make him guilty, but that does need to be sorted out before I can really soften my stance on him. But I just think he's a troll. What you guys would call a troll, what I would call a worker, and I would say that people are being marks. Don't be a mark. And I'm not saying appreciate what this guy's doing. Don't have to do that because I find all this promotion stuff quite horrible. It's quite off-putting. So as much as I may talk about it and I may understand it, I'm not a fan of it. But it's just the way things work, especially since new media came along. But just understand what Andrew Tate is. We have yet to see an interview where Andrew Tate is Andrew Tate, in my humble opinion. And until that day, all you're watching is a show. Every time you see him, you're watching the Andrew Tate show. And as long as you understand that, and you're all right with that, then nobody's being hurt at the end of the day, are they? So that's just I keep saying it's my final opinion, but that's my opinion, softened a bit, having seen some videos and that. He's a twat, but I can't hate on someone just for being a worker. The fact that there are people in this world that are willing to be marks is why he's a worker. So, yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, as long as he hasn't been trafficking people and everything else, let him, you know, let him carry on. He's very successful in what he's done. Not my cup of tea, but it doesn't have to be. It's not about me. Anyway, I really think I should call it there because I'm gonna end up repeating myself. I just have a quick look at the comments on YouTube. Hey, Joan, I'm sorry I haven't been in touch. Hey, Stu, I'll be getting hold of you later on today. It's been Stu, by the way. Stu, thank you. Also, Stuart as well. Stuart, true patriot here, my friend here. He's helped Zero News out since I don't know, forever. And me and him are both sort of, well, my fault. I find it hard to keep in touch with people sometimes. And also, I think he had a busy year last year. But in the vein of the Voice of Britain coming along and some other things that I said to you, I'm going to be busier this year. I mean, Stu's going to come back on board and work with me again, because Stu's one of the people that I've been able to trust. He's never let the camera get to him. He's never let ambition, money, anything else. He's a true. I'll tell you what, when he chose the name True Patriot, I didn't know about it. Do you know what? It's the best name he could have picked, a true patriot, because he's there for the reasons that he should be. He's not there to get fame. He's not there to get money. He doesn't give a shit about any of that. He's just a really, really helpful guy who also happens to be really, really good at tech. So we've talked about some different things, but I could definitely up my production of live things I do with you and everything else if someone is running the studio, for instance. So I'm going to talk to Stu at some point, maybe today, I'm not sure yet, but about producing some of the live shows that I do, amongst some other things that he can help me out with. This will raise the bar for us. It will help us do better for the Voice of Britain, and it just means a better show for everybody. And also means that we can help other people as well. And when the Voice of Britain does do things connected, we've got the people in place. And again, the big problem with things like this is, who can you trust? Who's not going to try and take over? Who's not going to try and ruin your pot, you know, your name's behind your back? I know a guy, his name's Stuart True Patriot, and he is, yeah, he, you know, you, Stu, you've already told me you're interested, so we're definitely going to do something. It's going to make things so much better. Even the walk and talks will change. Good to see you all. Does Voice of Britain have a YouTube channel yet? No, I don't know if they're planning. It's something I was going to talk to them about, actually. Okay, so before I think we set one up before, but we weren't ready to go ahead with the Voice of Britain at that point. And I really do need to speak to the boys. We've both been busy in the last few days doing stuff, so I need to speak to them because launch date's coming. But I'm going to talk to them about a YouTube channel. So I'm not going to make any announcements here because I don't want to say something and then speak to them and they're off the idea of whatever. I mean, I think Getter's the place you've got to prioritize no matter what. But I will talk to them about it. Chances are it'll be taken down very quickly, but I will talk to them about it because it had crossed my mind as well. Did we want to do that? And like I say, we did set one up before, but. And it would be a way of tapping people and into tapping into the mainstream, hopefully pulling people over. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's worth setting up just to have it taken down. I'll talk to the boys about it, see what they think, and we'll go from there. Good to see you. Good to see everybody. Anybody I haven't said hello to, I am, you know, hope you're okay. I don't, nothing, sorry, I can't read. I'm going to put that on the screen there. And then I'm going to bring it up again so I can read it. Oh, or try. I like the way no one has anything to say about the tapes before they were out and about. As soon as they get locked up, the brave people come out and talk utter crap. It's embarrassing. Well, I addressed Andrew Tate before he was locked up. I was talking about Andrew Tate. And I don't think you're aiming that at me, are you? I was addressing the situation with Andrew Tate before. Him being locked up, I was just addressing the fact that his star has exploded, and there's a lot of opinion about that. And I've just my only criticism at that point was everybody keeps telling me he's cancelled, and yet I'm seeing him everywhere. That's a contradiction. Sorry, I'm trying to. Oh dear. Yeah, give the gaps all true. It's all true. Tyson Fury, yeah. Tyson Fury is another good. Thank you. Tyson Fury is another good example of someone who understands how the gates work. Understand, Michael Bisping, if you know who Michael Bisping is, it's been well documented by other fighters that Michael Bisping would be the nicest guy in the world, and as soon as the camera comes along, he'll start attacking him. I think Tyson Fury's done the same sort of thing. He'll be having a laugh and joke with the fighter. As soon as the camera's in sight, he'll push him across the room. You stay in character. If you really want to work your audience, get your maximum effect, you know? Thank you very much, Helen. Peterson, listen, Peterson, I am behind. That guy's been through hell, and I don't just mean with he's about to lose his license. You know that, his clinical license. They are, in fact, glad you brought his name up. Jordan Peterson, you know what he stood up for. You don't need me to lecture you about who he is or what he stands for. Now, because he's retweeted somebody else's post, and I can't remember what it's regards to, so please excuse me. I wasn't expecting to talk about this today. He has now the basically the board of psychology in Canada, where his license is held. They have basically written to him and told him that he needs to go there and do a course. This is Jordan Peterson, do a course that basically will correct his behavior, in where he is, I can't remember what they said, but where he's so outspoken, and there was something else they said where he has such strong opinions on people. It was phrased differently, but that's paraphrasing. You know what that type of course that is, yeah? Can you imagine that someone like Jordan Peterson having to suffer the indignity of being put through some kind of course like that, like he's some kind of ex-wife beater? So what are you talking about? He's and so this is kind of mandatory, but he's not going to do it. So they then will have to step up, step go up, excuse me. They will then have to up the ante. I don't know if that means instant loss of license or whatever. I think it'll go into a battle. But Jordan Peterson will lose his credibility as a clinical psychologist. I don't see him. I see him as a guy that's been through hell physically, mentally, and everything else. But maybe I am a fool. Because who knows? Oh, that made me laugh. I'm not going to say what you said there. But hey, good to see you, TJ. How you doing, my man? Right, so it's good to see everybody. Yeah, and that's really it. That's I wasn't really going to talk about those other things. It's good to see everybody on. It's a shame we can't get these numbers up, but you know what? I do these podcasts randomly. I haven't been about. What do I expect? But it was nice to get going. I created that promo for Tommy, which is a great start to the year. Please watch that promo. Please share it about. It is the only way we're going to get the truth out there. And it's again what things like Voice of Britain. We're going to create stuff like that. It's to get stuff out there to work together, and that also includes you. It's about you circulating stuff, you getting stuff out there. We've got to work together. But other podcasts have already proven that the mainstream media can be outclassed in terms of numbers by several fold. That's where we're aiming to go now. So I may not be able to do it on my own, but as a Voice of Britain, that's what we're aiming for now. And we need that because now, if we can get up to that, and it may take a long time, don't get me wrong, but if we get up to that point, then when they come out with a stupid bullshit story, we will have an equally powerful network that will be able to counter that story, and we will have true alternate media in this country, and you will know the founders of it and the people involved in it, so you will be able to trust them, which will be a first for a very, very long time. Viva la Voice of Britain, and appreciate you watching today. My name is Tom Fury, and I am Rude by Choice. Catch you soon, everybody. And yeah, oh shit, sorry about that. Had to ruin it the last second, didn't I? Don't let the New Year blues get you down. Catch you soon.